Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. The government has won a confidence vote in the Dáil today, with 86 TDs backing the coalition and 67 voting against. Nessa Harrigan, who is suspended from the Green Party parliamentary party for 15 months, voted confidence in the government. The vote was held after a heated debate in the Dáil chamber that ran for close to 2.5 hours. Today's vote was triggered by the Labour Party tabling a no-confidence motion in the government over its decision to lift the no-fault evictions ban on Saturday. The Taoiseach said the Labour Party motion was the latest example of political theatre and performance art by the opposition.
If the opposition is successful in winning this vote, it would mean that Dáil Éireann would be dissolved this afternoon. There would be an election sometime in April, and the Dáil would not meet until May sometime, and it might be well into the summer before we'd have an elected government. The eviction moratorium would lapse on March 31st anyway, and no new primary legislation could be passed to deal with the housing crisis for several months.
The Labour leader, Ivana Bacic, rejected government criticism of her party, saying the government had made a disastrous political choice in ending the eviction ban.
You've acknowledged that you should have done more, and you have not done so. And now we're seeing housing charities and local authorities warning that homeless services may collapse from Saturday. So your policy has failed. Your policy has failed, and that's why we in Labour have tabled a motion of no confidence. It's the responsible thing to do in opposition when we see the scale of the catastrophe facing us. It's the first we've tabled in many years, by the way, and it's also the fault of government. It's also the fault of government. If you lose the confidence of this House today, Taoiseach, it's the fault of government. That fault lies at your door.
Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald told the Dáil that the housing crisis didn't fall from the sky and that her party did not have confidence in the government.
This government doesn't deserve the confidence of the Dáil because it doesn't serve the needs of the people. The message you have sent to a generation that has lost so many years to the crisis that you have created is this: to wait. Nero fiddles while Rome burns. The Land Development Agency report published yesterday asks people to wait again for the possibility that the government might build, but not now. At some point in the future. What planet are you living on? And on it goes. The delusion of government on full and glorious display again here today.
Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald. Let's talk to our political correspondent Paul Cunningham now, who joins us from Leinster House. So in the end, the government won this confidence vote comfortably. Paul, who supported the coalition?
Yeah, it was a comfortable vote, a margin of 19. Fianna Fáil, all of their TDs voted, along with Mark McSharry, who had been a Fianna Fáil TD but is now independent. For Fine Gael, all of their TDs backed it, along with Joe McHugh, who's outside their parliamentary party, and all of the Greens backed it, along with Nessa Harrigan, who's just been suspended for 15 months. Along with that, you had six regional independent TDs. So they had previously, most of them, backed the government in last week's Sinn Féin private members' motion. They backed them again in the confidence vote. So all in all, you had a sense that the government had the numbers. That was pretty much known as we were arriving into the debate, and so it proved when the roll call actually happened.
We know in the vote on the Sinn Féin motion on the evictions ban last week, Paul, that some of the measures put forward by the independents were taken on board. Were there concessions to the independents to secure their support in this confidence vote?
No, we've been told that there wasn't negotiations, that there weren't concessions. What was interesting to hear from people like Dennis Nocton, one of the TDs who backed the government last time on the basis that they adopted 8 points and folded that into the government's counter motion to the Sinn Féin private motion. And what the regional independents were saying is now that they'd actually had a success there, what they wanted to try and do was to ensure that they were implemented. And on that basis, they weren't going to pull down the government as though everything would fall apart. One of the things which was notable, Brian, was that the Labour Party, who had put forward this no confidence motion, really took a pasting at times from other members of the Dáil. It wasn't just the government side who was having a go at them, it was also opposition side, like from the rural independents, from Sinn Féin. They were chastising them for their record in government between 2011 and 2016, but also from Labour Party's national conference at the weekend and that declaration that there needed to be 1 million homes brought on stream in the next decade.
What then, Paul, about this Sinn Féin motion, which will be, I think, debated and voted voted on this evening. What's that about? And is the government pretty confident that it will win this one as well?
Yeah, that relates to extending the eviction ban. People will know that that's due to end on Saturday. So what Sinn Féin is trying to do is to extend that for a number of months. However, the government put down another counter motion, and given the success it had this morning in the vote, we expect that to be replicated later on this evening.
All right, Paul Cunningham at Leinster House, thank you very much for that.